Could you tell me what this carnival is all about?
Well, the carnival here today is being held in response to the fact that the BNP got three people elected to the council in Burnley, and it was meant to be held in Burnley, but actually, in quite an outrageous decision, the Labour councillors on Burnley Council actually banned the festival because they said it wouldn't be good for community relations. And yet at the same time, the BNP have met in the centre of town and recently had a red, white and blue festival very near Burnley. And because they banned the council, they banned the carnival at such a late date, basically it was shifted to here in Manchester. And so we've got it on. A part of the day is also to kind of campaign to get a carnival in Burnley in the spring, but basically the whole carnival is basically about bringing people together, black and white, young and old, every section of the community, to celebrate the fact that we live in a diverse community, that we live in a community where there's all sorts of music and all sorts of creativity that comes from the fact that people who live in England come from all over the world, and to celebrate that fact and to celebrate people being together and to make people feel confident about the fact that they can beat back BNP in the Northwest and do something about the very real problems that people face. And that's why many people turn to things like the BNP, but we have to say that they're quite clear that, you know, the BNP isn't the answer. So a festival like this shows people that actually by coming together they can begin to start to answer the questions that people like the BNP jump on and try and use in terms of all the next events.
And how many people would you estimate are present today?
I would say, because people get, obviously as the afternoon comes on, more and more people come, but I would say that at the moment there's, I don't know, 10, 15,000 people, something like that.
Quite amazing, really, isn't it? Thanks for it. Okay. Okay. Why is the committee to defend asylum seekers here today?
Well, basically, this is a festival against racism. As part of that, we see the attack on racism, the attack on asylum seekers. We've been we've been involved with the Amari Public campaign, since the day the Facebook started supporting the family. We're soon to support the family in Germany. And we need today to raise the cost of the campaign.
And how many people would you estimate are present here today?
Well, at the festival?
Yes. Thanks very much.
So we're not feeling it right.
And Burnley Council have banned us from doing so. I want to ask every single person here to go and sign the petition this Wednesday at Burnley Council. We will be having an anti-Nazi League lobby and we will be handing the petition and demanding that we have a carnival next spring in Townley Park and in Burnley. We've got to go to where the Nazis are strong. We've got to go with their children and we've got to tell them, you say the numbers, you're finished, because actually we're the majority, anti-Nazis are the majority, anti-racists are the majority, not the small number of people who worship Hitler, who deny the Holocaust, who have got convictions for gun running and for race hatred. The second in command and the BNP has got a conviction for nail bombing. The same party that David Cook was the nail bomber that killed three people was a member of. These people are dedicated to race hatred. These people are dedicated to the fun, the Hitler and the Holocaust. The anti-Nazi League and people like us today can show that united we can see through the lies. We can see the alliance brought on us and they are absolute filth and a minority. We need to be...
to balance it up. It's kind of a trick Waterloo. Depending on where you're standing or sitting, it kind of wobbles a bit. Very funny. I was trying to see if I could remember this song I was messing around with on Friday night and the night before, whether there was enough of the song I actually got together, enough of the song to play for you. I think I've probably got about two verses. It's a bit of a work in progress, but I'm going to try it on you now, see how it goes.
Voices on the radio, it says we're gonna go to war. Great men and women are the ones who might be fighting for. The generals want to see the end game. The plan, an oil man in the White House, that just don't give a damn. It's all about the price of oil, it's all about the price of oil. Don't give me no shit about water and soil, it's all about the price.
Have a horrible way of becoming topical again. You know, I wrote several songs back in the day about the Falklands War, during the last Gulf War. Nearly 10 years later, I got letters from servicemen out there listening to Billy Bragg's songs on their CDs, on their cassettes when they were going into battle. These songs have a horrible ability to become relevant again. I fear those same songs will become relevant again. This is a song I wrote a couple of years ago. And just the other day, if any of you have friends who said, why did you bother going on these marches? Just the other day, an asylum seeker was murdered in Sunderland by a racist mob. What's happening is our government, who are trying to send some warped message about how this country is not friendly or welcoming asylum seekers, they're sending this message out to Afghanistan, to the Sudan, to the Czech Republic, to try and discourage people coming here. This message is going direct to the racists in our cities, and they are taking it to mean that the asylum seekers are not welcome here, and that nobody will care if they're attacked, nobody will care if they are murdered. We gathering here today are proof that that is not true, and that is not the way the British people feel.
Everyone knows that there's no place like home. I'm still seeking refuge in a world full of storms, washed up on a distant shore. Can't go home anymore. Natives are hostile, whatever I say. That I might want to stay. by this side on a distant shore.
Because it's the main way that we've been inspired by ideas from other cultures, ideas that other cultures have brought to our country, and we've learned from those, you know. Back in the 1950s, it was American servicemen coming in, bringing R&B records, bringing blues records. In the 60s, it was the music of Tamla Motown and Stax. In the 70s, it was the Rude Boys, the Caribbean influence. Now, the whole world music thing has been happening now for nearly 20 years. And our culture, our English culture, has been enriched by that. It's been enriched by it. Imagine if the Beatles had only listened to white English music. How shit would their albums have been? Everyone knows. Everyone knows. It's too much. The whole project goes back all the way for 50 years. They grew up listening to the music of Black America, the music of Tamla Motown, rhythm and blues, blues records. And that inspired them, conversely, to make the most English music of the 20th century. All those bands. The blues inspired the Rolling Stones. Rhythm and blues inspired Led Zeppelin. Tamla Motown inspired the Beatles. This whole process of cultural diversity has been going on since way, way, way back in the day, because that's who we are. We are this diverse people. If there's anything that sums up what being English is about, it's about diversity. If we have to be Anglo-Saxons, that's okay, because Anglo-Saxon has a little hyphen in it. And that little hyphen has been there for a thousand years to prove there never was a pure white culture in these islands. It's always been a mix and match culture. That's our great strength. That's our great power. That's who we are, with this hyphenated people. So this whole idea that the BNP, the racists, the Nazis have of some narrow definition of who we are, some awful kind of like, you know, they want to go back, you know, people think they want to go back to the 50s, but they really want to go back to the Stone Age. You know, that's where they're heading for. That's where they're heading for, because by the very nature of where we are, that being an island culture on the end of the continent, wave upon wave upon wave of people have come here and enriched our culture. So I think that this being a hyphenated Englishman is something I'm really positive about. I even go so far as coming from Essex. You know, that's how far I go back into all that shit. But what we need to do, we people who happen to live in the space that is called England, we need to stop being shy about it. We need to look around ourselves, look at the people around us. You. And if Englishness is to mean anything, we have to start thinking about it. We have to start doing it. It's tough. But it's not our agenda. It's the racist agenda. But we must start to think about it so that we can defend it, so that we can rid ourselves of their evil ideas. And the way I think about it, this is my personal thing. I believe that Englishness is about being where you are. Not where your parents are from or where your grandparents are from, but where you are. Yeah, your ethnicity is interesting. And that's what multiculturalism is. It's about learning from other people, from other places, about their culture, comparing your own culture with that. But it does not mean denying Englishness. You cannot have multiculturalism without Englishness. You cannot have Englishness. Because the BNP Midland. That's just the place. I don't want to get to where we all support St George, we all support the team. But the Scottish flag isn't a racist symbol. The Welsh flag isn't a racist symbol. The flag of St George still is a symbol that intimidates people. That's what we've got to do. We've got to make it so that when people see that on the back of a car, it doesn't mean no more to them than the anti-Nazis. Watch. Watch the arms go into the air, brother. Watch. Watch. Yeah. You've come to the wrong audience, mate. You little bit. My mother was our mother. I'm our English too. Great big bundle of culture. Side up in the red, white and blue. I'm a fire.
Fire up as bubble of the squeak. Plus my appetite's half English.
And I'm half English too.
Yeah.
Dance with me into this very English melody. Morris dancing to Morrison. All that stuff coming from across the sea. We stole the tune for this song from an Arabic folk song, and after we'd stolen it, I asked my Jumbush player what the song was about, and he learned me the words, and the words go like this. Lilyumma liliya, lilyumma liliya, lilyumma liliya, lidim gadesha liliya. I thought it was beautiful, you know. And I said to him, what does that mean? And he said, well, it kind of means... Oh, my country. Oh, my country. Oh, my country. What a beautiful country you are. Taking the piss. You know, I just recently played this on Top of the Pops. It was strange. It was a bit like a teacher doing a song in school assembly. It was a very weird experience. But they wouldn't let me say, taking the piss. I wasn't allowed to say that. And they dropped it out. So I sounded like I was swallowing my words. And then, but what happened was, the blessing, the teenagers at the top of the box, when it came to that bit, something started going. And I really just can't sing this bit anymore without that. So if you wouldn't mind, just sort of, just kind of just get on it. That's it, love it. Okay. Join in, here we go.
Cuba and George are taking the piss all day. Cuba and George are taking the piss. What could be more British than here's a picture of me bum?
They allowed me to say bum on some of the pubs, but they flashed up a picture of me mum. It was very weird. Stop there, mate. Take down the Union Jack.
Clashes with the sunset. Pile up all those history books. But don't throw them away.
They just might have a clue about what it really means to be an Anglo-Saxon in England.co.uk. To be an Anglo-Saxon in England.co.uk. Yeah! It may have been Camelot for Jack and Jacqueline, but on the Chaybavara Highway, fill it up with gasoline. In the former Soviet Union, the citizens demand to know why they're still the target of strategic air command. Defeat no axis of evil by putting smart bombs in the hands of dumb people. It's got that. Even after all this time, you can still send me a fax. You can't be active. Be active, so sleep in with the media while you're waiting for the Christ to lead forwards. Now one leap forward, two leaps back. Let's give the being Peter Sack. Waiting for the Christ to lead forward. Yeah. Ah, fools and bears, fools and bears. Is there anyone out there still fighting shit? Join the struggle while you might. Forever, this is just an anti-racist. Just a bull wide while you're waiting for the bright.
About to lose, you fascists about to lose, you fascists about to lose, you fascists about to lose.
to this battle with my Union gun. In this world of slavery, for this world.
I'm going to go to the hospital.